Hello. Thank you for choosing this room. As you see, I'm not Grégoire. And if you expect that he's going to present, I'm sorry, you're going to be disappointed. First, a few words about Bruges. That's because I know you already know very well Bruges, but maybe one or two persons never heard about it. So, first, Bruges is a WebGIS platform which allows to consult geographic and textual data provided from different authentic sources and put them in relation. Those data reflect the regulatory framework for urban planning and in Brussels capital region. Bruges is also a team, four people, me and three others guy, Grégoire, Eng, and Laurence. Oh, she's a girl, sorry. They are all here. And we are a multidisciplinary team specialized in geomatics. We work for a public interest organization, Brussels Planning and Heritage, and the service we develop serve not only the public administration, but also the citizens. That's why already a few years ago we begin to... already a few years ago, we begin to use open source technologies, so we can offer a best possible tool, keeping the cost as low as possible. You know how it's work for a public service. Okay. Our latest development, according to this vision, it's a web tool under QGIS that can ensure a consistent and controlled production flow of databases, special databases, that we publish under Bruges platform. But our business, it's publishing, not producing special data. Other departments of our organization or other public interest organization are the authentic sources of the data that we publish. That's why BDM is born. We need a tool which permits to produce the data, to let the producer of the data, the authentic source, to integrate and update the data without direct connection to our database. BDM allow us to simply supervise the workflow of integrate, modify and publish data, and let the authentic sources to do their jobs. The BDM tool is the only way to upgrade Bruges data. Edition is performed in an exclusive mode. The layer in edition, it's passed through three different states, check-in, the layer it's available for modification, check-out. The layer was already borrowed for modification, and only the first user can modify, and staging, the modified layer was published in the staging database. Oh, I forgot to tell you, but the BDM tool, it was developed by a Walloon native speaker. The text of the slide was written by a French native speaker. The PowerPoint presentation was made by a Dutch native speaker. I'm a Romanian native speaker. I tell you this in English, but I confess it's a little bit Chinese for me, beginning from here. You too? Okay, I hope my colleagues will answer the questions that you have at the end. So, the plugin, it's working with under QGIS, and the BDM access transmit from the message from the plugin to GeoServer, who really do the works. I really don't know exactly how to explain you this, but it's work with Django API and messages that the GeoServer receives. This is the structure of our database and the way of publishing. I know every night a copy of our intranet database, it's copied in staging and on internet database, and the local scheduler makes a copy of the local scripts in each environment. Now, we create this tool to have an easy way for the authentic source to create their data. I'm the first user, do you know, the breaker user, because my colleagues let me try it and see if it works. And we arrive at the conclusion that the tool is working and it's okay. I teach the other user of our organization, for example, to use this tool. But there are people, they never used QGIS. So they need to publish the data without knowing QGIS. So we create a very simple tool. Okay, it's two little tools. The first, it's BDM admin. This is our tool, the administrator, and it permits us to create a new user, to modify some parameters, and to allow for modification a set of layers, a specific layer to each user. So I'm gonna do a new user. Okay, it's important to fill also the email. Why? Because the tool communicates each time there are important steps to do. Okay, now I create the user, and I'm gonna try to find some. This is direct. It's our database here, so find something to test. Not breaking down something important. So I see here all the layer I give to Azerty. Now the user can connect. And he see directly the layer, he has right to modify. As I say before, there are three states of the layers: check-in, check-out, and staging. To can modify a layer, it has to be check-in or check-out, but it had to be me who take this layer to first to modify. So this layer, if I want to modify now, I cannot. And you see, no tool is available because somebody else is modifying now. So I'm going to take this one. And here, a tool, edit, it's available. It makes a copy of a layer, and it put in a temporal place. And now I can see it. And if I want, I can modify. I will try to add an object. It works with Snap. Yes, Snap. But here below it's a WMS, so. So, when I do the modification, don't forget to save. And as I told you, the layer is now checked out by AZERTY. It's a good usual. It's good to do a validate, so we are sure that the layer is still correct point of view of topological. There are no self-cross object or double point. When we are happy with all the modification we do, we send it in a staging database by doing submit. And in a few seconds, okay, the layer now it's staging. If I want to take it, it's not possible. The only tool is undo submit, and that permits me to take the layer again and continue the modification. Or tomorrow we have laboratory Bruges, where we can see when we can visualize the modification we do, and once we agree, we send to the administrator. Us, Bruges, a mail and says, okay, this layer you can publish. So the administrator, he takes the user and he see, okay, this layer it's in staging. He says, you can publish. So I publish. And now, the layer it's again check-in. Somebody else who need do changing on this layer, he can use it. Me also. After 24 hours, I go to Bruges, and show you Bruges, and he gonna see the modification he has done. Why we do that? It's important that people use the same tools and create the data in the same way. It's easy for us to publish, and we think it's a good tool. Okay, here I talk about BDAdmin. Okay, it's created by command. They are directly forward to the proxy. I think you know what's a proxy. Me neither. Me not, sorry. Okay, the BDM editor, it's also a graphical user interface, also used by, implemented by Django proxy. So, our tool, we think it's a good tool because it's quite easy. It's our developer, he says, it's easy to change the environment. He says it's a solution mature and stable. And we recently migrate from QGIS 2 to QGIS 3. And okay, we do in an acceptable time the changes. But, well, sometimes there are problems, there are lags in the documentation. And if there are problems, it's difficult to find exactly where the problem is. So, thank you very much for listening. If you have questions, I'll try to answer if I can, but if not, my colleagues are here.
Other questions? Myself, as a member of the QGIS team, I'm pleased to see it's used in Brussels, in the very heart of Europe, so it's nice to see. But are there any questions? Yes.
Hey, I'm curious how you ended to have this diverse team. You said that you have colleagues from all around Europe, and I'm curious how you created
this team. The diversity of languages?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, okay. Well, we all meet in Brussels, that's all.
I guess Brussels is used to many languages, isn't it?
Yes, that's why.
Any other questions or remarks?
Well, if you are interested, we are here, so maybe later we can talk and explain you exactly how the tool is do. Okay.
Thank you. So we'll have a couple of minutes to change, prepare, because that's good actually, because we need to switch laptops again, and who knows what happens.